I meant what I said, Des. She stood up and walked across to the doorway. I'll go and pack my things. He followed her out into the hall, grabbed her arm and dragged her back into the living room, not without a struggle that left him breathless, because she wasn't a small woman, and she fought him with the extra strength anger can lend. As he slammed the door shut behind them, he yelled, "We've been married for 19 years, dammit, and you've never even met my sister. What can she possibly matter to you?" Judith wrapped her arms round herself, rubbing the soreness where his fingers had dug into the skin of her upper arms. She could smell the wine on his breath, and knew that made him reckless sometimes. Beneath her anger, she felt deep sadness. This, on top of everything else. "I don't have to meet her. It's you I'm leaving, Desmond Corrigan, because I don't like what you've become."
"I won't let you leave."
"How will you stop me? Tie me up. Set one of your security people to guard me day and night." Her laughter was a mere rasp of sound, totally unconvincing, but it was the best she could manage. As she tucked a lock of still damp hair behind one ear, she felt her fingers tremble and made a huge effort to speak steadily. She wasn't sure she'd succeeded. "You can't stop me leaving you, any more than you could stop your first wife from doing the same thing. And she probably left you for similar reasons." Judith knew how few morals he had when it came to either business or his own desires. Well, she'd known it for a while, really. But it had taken time for her to admit to herself that she'd had enough of it. Because he could be charming when he wanted, and was very good in bed. The main reason she'd stayed was not because she was still in love with him, but because they had a son. Mitch mattered more to her than her husband now, far more. Des stared at her for a moment, then stabbed a forefinger towards the trio of white leather couches which had been delivered only the month before. She sat down because she couldn't fight him physically. But she hadn't changed her mind about leaving, and wouldn't, whatever he said or did. He sat on the next couch to hers at right angles, eyes watchful. "Stop playing silly boogers, Jude. We've disagreed before. You didn't walk out on me then."
"Maybe I should have done. I've thought about it a few times."
"Surely Maeve can't matter to you more than—"
"Haven't you been listening to me? I don't give a stuff about your sister. It's you I care about. What you're turning into. What sort of an example you're setting our son?"